Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman, an outreach of the prison ministry of First Assembly of God Honolulu. Now, let's join Brother Bulla for tonight's message of truth.
Aloha no, everyone. Brother Bulla here once again, sharing the good news with you. Hope you're having a good week. Wednesday, call it hump day, right in the middle of the week. Want to welcome all of my brothers and sisters tonight. Mahalo for tuning in tonight. Want to give a special shout out to my Berean boys that I'm going to be seeing in a few hours, and the Friday Chapel boys at Halava. To all the Waiava boys in Module 10 Cashbox program, aloha. To the FDC faithfuls holding the nightly Bible study at 6 p.m. Keep up the good work, my brothers. Keep encouraging those that are around you. And to our good friends who are listening all over the United States, or maybe you're just sitting at your dining room table, or maybe you might be stuck in a little traffic going out to the west side. Wherever you may be, mahalo for tuning in to Free Inside Ministry this evening. Free Inside Ministry is our prison ministry that has a passion for the Lord, with a vision to reach the incarcerated, the broken, and the lost, and to preach the gospel to every person. We share the word of God and words of encouragement each week to those that are incarcerated in the facilities on Oahu, and soon we will be going back to Saguaro, Arizona to minister to our brothers there. Mahalo to all those who have joined this evening. Our website is www.freeinsideministry.org, where you can find all of our broadcasts listed for your recording and listening enjoyment. We also have a Facebook page, Free Inside Ministry, and we have an email, freeinsideministry@gmail.com. Please drop me a line, send me a suggestion, or let me know if this program, Free Inside Ministry, has touched anyone that you know or any of your ohana or loved ones. "For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans for a hope and a future." That's in Jeremiah 29:11. That is our anchor verse for our ministry. And he goes on to say in verses 12 to 14, "In those days when you pray, I will listen. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. I will be found by you, says the Lord. I will end your captivity and restore your fortunes. I will gather you out of the nations where I sent you and will bring you home again to your own land." Mahalo once again for tuning in. But I also wanted to give a shout out to all the other pastors and ministers and volunteers who serve behind those prison walls. Pastor Virginia, aloha. Pastor Bird Mahilona and his lovely wife, aloha, my brothers and my sister. Coach George Lumpkin from City of Refuge. Pastor Louie, Keith Ayuan, Rocky, Willie, Kathy Reed, and all the other volunteers from New Hope Christian Fellowship, aloha. And Pastor Dave Barr over there in New Hope, Windward, doing a wonderful job at the women's facility, aloha. Destiny Church and their team, aloha. And all those others that are too numerous to mention, mahalo for reaching those that are behind the walls. You know, in Chronicles, 2 Chronicles 7:14, it's written, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." Let's open this evening in prayer. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you today to offer this time to you and ask for you to be with us. We pray, Father God, that you join us, that the Holy Spirit now fill this room where I'm at, that your healing touch fall upon those that are sick and not feeling well, that your loving embrace hold us close and comfort those that are in a place of despair. Lord, as your vessel this evening, may the message I deliver fall upon ears that are open, hearts that are ready, and minds that thirst for the word of God. And everyone in agreement says, amen, amen, amen. Well, my beloved, the title of today's message is, "It's Going to Get Hotter." This past Sunday, when we were singing praise and worship, the Lord put this word upon my heart for you. And as we were singing, boom, it hit me. And my wife looks at me like, "What are you doing?" And I told her, that's how the Lord is. If you're obedient, if your ears, your eyes, and your heart are tuned in for his voice, you will hear him. Some of you are listening today, and the Lord is going to touch your heart. some of you are listening today and you're going to hear something that's going to stir inside of your soul. Some of you are going to begin to think, maybe even learn something, but this is your chance to listen to God, to listen to His voice. For some of you here, this could be a day of revelation, a day of liberation, a day of rededication. But I just pray that each and every one of you keep your ears, keep your mind, but most of all, open your hearts to God so that He can touch you this evening. All this I've spoken while I am still with you, but the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Is there anyone listening tonight who has ever been in a, say, a bad situation? I mean, have you ever been in a predicament where you thought you were doing the right thing, and then, ooh, everything blows up right in front of your face? I know that happens to a lot of us. Sometimes we feel like if we didn't have any bad luck, we wouldn't have any luck at all. You ever feel like that? It's like the bad news, good news stories. You know, it's like, what's the bad news and the good news? The doctor goes into the room and the patient says, well, tell me the bad news first, I guess. So the doctor says, well, the bad news is I'm going to have to amputate your right foot at the ankle. So then the patient says, well, what could there be any good news? And the doctor says, well, I found someone who needs right-footed shoes. No. But sometimes our world just goes upside down. It's so nuts. It's like it's a drama for your mama reality TV show in our own personal lives. But for those of you who have a Bible, and, you know, for those of you who listen to this show regularly, Free Inside Ministry, we bring our Bibles if we have one available to us. If not, please ask the chaplain at your facility because there are Bibles available. And we need our sword because we're going to be going to battle with the devil. You know, it's just like if we're going to fight in a boxing match, we know we'd have to have our boxing gloves. If we know that we were going to go to play baseball, we'd take a bat and a glove, you know. If we're going to play football, we'd need some equipment. So no matter what you're going to do, if you're going to build a table and you had the lumber out there, you know you're going to need your tools. You're going to need your saw. You're going to need your hammer, your chisel, your planer. You know those are things you're going to need. If you're going to paint a room, you're going to need either the airless or your paint ladder and your paint buckets. So whatever we go to do something, we need to be prepared. And when we come to 9:30 on a weekday night, Monday through Friday, and you're listening to 99.5 The Word, you know you need to bring your sword with you. You know you need to bring your Bible with you because we're going to share some good stuff. We're going to share the meat of what the Lord has. So if you do have your Bible with you, please, if you could, turn to chapter 3 in the book of Daniel. Now, Daniel is in the Old Testament, not the New Testament. Daniel is the book right after Ezekiel, and it's right before Hosea. It's pretty close to the end of the Old Testament. So as you're turning there, I'll share a few more words. We're going to be in the book of Daniel in chapter 3. For those of you that don't have your Bible or your sword with you, fear not, for I'm going to be sharing that, and I'll read through that so we all have a point of reference, and the rest of us can read along. How many of you have ever heard the story about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego with King Nebuchadnezzar? It's a great biblical story, and for some of us, I think there is some applications here that might work for you in the situation that you're in right now. So let's get into the Word. Nebuchadnezzar, the king, made an image of gold, whose height was 80 cubits and the breadth thereof 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, sent to gather the satraps, the deputies, and the governors, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar, the king, had set up. Then the satraps, the deputies, and the governors, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces were gathered together unto the dedication of this image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. And they stood before the image that he had set. Then the herald cried out aloud, to you it is commanded, O peoples, O nations, and languages, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king hath set up. And who falleth not down and worshipeth shall the same hour be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. Therefore at that time, when all the peoples heard the sounds of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and all kinds of music, all the peoples, the nations, and the languages fell down and worshipped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Wherefore at that time certain Chaldeans came near and brought accusations against the Jews. They answered and said to Nebuchadnezzar the king, O king, live forever. Thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man shall hear at the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whoso falleth not down into worship, thou shall be cast into the midst of a blazing and burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom thou hast appointed over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar asked and said unto them, Is it of purpose, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that ye serve not my God, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now if ye be ready that at that time ye hear the sound of the music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made, well, but if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is it that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury, and the form of his anger was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace 7 times more than it was to be heated. And he commanded the mighty men in his army to bind them, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound, and they were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Because of the king's commandment was urgent, and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these 3 men fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished and rose up in haste. He spake and said unto his counselors, Did we not cast 3 men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, True, O king. He answered and said, Lo, I see 4 men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the aspect of the fourth is like a son of the gods. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace, and he spake and he said, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. Then the 3 of them came forth out of the midst of the fire. The satraps, deputies, governors, and the king's counselors all gathered together, saw that these men, that the fire had no power upon their bodies, nor was the hair of their head singed, neither was their clothing have the smell of fire upon it. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who hath sent his angel and delivered his servants and trusted in him, and have changed the king's word and have yielded their bodies, that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Therefore I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut into pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that is able to deliver after this sort. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. What a wonderful story. At this time, Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon was the greatest king in the world. He had built a 90-foot god for everyone to worship in the plain of Dura, near Babylon. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego would not bow to the idol, and the other people got jealous because these 3 were given positions of honor by Nebuchadnezzar because of Daniel's requests. So those that were jealous reported these 3 to Nebuchadnezzar. So Nebuchadnezzar, thinking that maybe they misunderstood him, he summoned them, and so he could further explain to them. When he realized they were not going to bow to the god, that's when he got really angry. That's when he had them thrown into the fiery furnace. But not before he cranked it up 7 times hotter than what it should be. But what you have to appreciate is in verse 17, when they say, If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to save us from it, and he will rescue us from your hand, O King. Now check this out in verse 18. But even if he does not, we want you to know, O King, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up. So what did Nebuchadnezzar do? Got angry, cranked the furnace up 7 times hotter, had the servants bind them with stout cords. So he's trying to tie them all up. Called the mightiest soldiers to throw them like pieces of wood into the fire. But even the soldiers died because the flames were so hot. Now Nebuchadnezzar watches. These three were tossed into the fiery furnace. And what happened? All of a sudden, he sees the three of them walking around in the furnace. In verse 24, it says, then King Nebuchadnezzar leaped to his feet in amazement and asked his advisors, weren't there three men that were tied up and thrown into the fire? And his advisors all said, certainly, O king. And he says, look, I see four men walking around in the fire, unbound and unharmed, and the fourth one looks like a son of the gods. Nebuchadnezzar then approached the opening and called them to come out. Notice that nothing had happened to them. You see, this story is very relevant to someone tonight. There's someone listening tonight. You know that you have to realize Romans 8:28. I love that verse. And we know that God causes everything, not some things, not a few things. We know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. Amen. I believe Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were called to the Lord's purpose. And he took this incident, he took this situation, and reversed it for the good. Some of you feel like you're in your own furnace today, right now. You feel like the walls you're sitting behind, you feel like those buildings are your furnace and that you've been tossed in by society. You feel like maybe you've been tossed in by the system. You feel like maybe the prosecutor threw you in. You feel like maybe the system was against you. No, let me get real here, okay? For those of you just tuning in, this is Free Inside Ministry, 99.5 FM, The Word. We're talking about it's going to get hotter. We're sharing the story about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and Nebuchadnezzar getting tossed into the furnace. You see, you weren't tossed into this furnace. Your furnace, you might think symbolically, is halava. You think your furnace could be Y-Ava. You think your furnace might be OCCC. You think, for you, the furnace might be the Windward Women's facility. You might think that it might be the Federal Detention Center. That might be your furnace because you feel like you're burning up in there. You feel like someone has adjudicated, judged you, passed a sentence over you to see you fail, to see you die, to see you burn up. No, it's just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were tossed in the furnace because of the action that they took, because of the decision that they made. And so have you. Don't want to burst anybody's bubble. Not talk, you know, like I always tell you, you got a lot of people that talk real nice when they come into prison. I just talk real. Try and talk straight because time is of the essence. You see, you were tossed into this furnace. You were tossed into this facility because of a decision you made, because of an action that you took. Cause and effect. That's the basic laws of physics. Something you've done has placed you right here, right now, where you're at in your cell. My beloved, that is not the end of the road. That is only the bend in the road. You have to realize that. You see, Nebuchadnezzar tossed the three of them in there. He wanted them to die. He was trying to kill them. He's going to use them as an example. Some of you right now, you have people hoping on the outside that you're going to get crushed, that you're just going to get totally obliterated by this sentence, by being incarcerated. They're hoping that spiritually you might die. That's the natural realm, or that's the natural world. You see, in the natural world, what happens when you place something in a very hot furnace? It's going to burn. It's going to burn up. In the spiritual world, what happens when you place something in a fire that's so hot? It's a refining process. We're burning off the chaff. We're burning off everything that we don't need. You remember, it's like having the blacksmith in the old cowboy days. Remember, you would hear the ka-tang, ka-tang, ka-tang. Now, blacksmiths worked by heating pieces of wrought iron or steel until the metal became soft enough to be shaped with hand tools, such as a hammer, such as an anvil, such as a chisel. For some of you being locked up right now, you feel as though you're going through a change, a transformation, a battle that rages on. But remember how that blacksmith would work with that hot steel? Does he massage it and massage it nicely with some baby oil and say, are you okay? No, he makes the metal so hot that it becomes soft, that it becomes pliable, that it becomes moldable, so he can pound it on the anvil with a hammer and chisel to shape it. See, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they went in natural, but they came out holy. And what happened when they were summoned from the furnace by Nebuchadnezzar? Nebuchadnezzar said, and he told them, praise be to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and rescued his servants. They trusted in him and defied the king's command and were willing to give up their lives rather than serve or worship any god except their own God. Therefore, I decree that the people of any nation or language who say anything against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego be cut into pieces and that their houses be turned into piles of rubble, for no other God can save in this way. Some of you, it might be a time of confusion right now, but it's up to you to choose what you want to do while you're in this period of incarceration, of inseparation. You see, the world might have tossed you in, but the word's going to take you out. Hallelujah. Wouldn't you like to walk out of prison a changed person? Wouldn't you like to walk out of the gate a better person? Wouldn't you like to be like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? You went in naturally, but you walked out holy. Hallelujah. For some of you with family out there, wouldn't you appreciate it if you could be a better person when you get out than when you came in? Oh, my beloved, there's no greater wish, no greater prayer in my heart that you open your heart, you open your soul, you open your life to following the Lord Jesus Christ. Because if you're happy where you're at, if you're happy in your situation, sitting on the edge of your bed, sitting in the middle of your cell where you're locked up, or even if you're not locked up, you could be outside and you could still be locked up by the bondage around your heart, by the sin that you're living in, by the choices you've made. You actually could be worse on the outside than guys that are locked up on the inside. But no matter what your situation, no matter where you're sitting, if you're happy with the way your life is right now, today, tonight, at this very moment, God bless you. God bless you. But if there are some of you out there, if there is anyone out there who's not happy with the way their life has gone, who's not happy with the choices they've made, who's not happy with the way their situation is right now, my beloved, listen to these words. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. For we wrestle not against the flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Because a thief comes only in order to steal, kill, and destroy, but I come that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. My beloved, I know someone out there is looking for a better life. There is hope out there. I know someone out there is tired of fighting this fight alone. I know there's someone out there that wants a better life. There's someone who would want to talk to someone. You want someone to believe in you. Some of you are looking for more peace in your life. Maybe it's that time for change. Maybe today's that day. Maybe that time is now. How many of you need change? How many of you would like more peace in your life? How many of you know you can't make it through this life without help? I know personally I can't make it through this life without my friend Jesus. He loves me. He knows everything about me. And even despite that, everything I've done, everything I've thought of doing, all the lies I've said, all the things that I've done, he knows everything. He still loves me. That's right. My Jesus loves me. It's only by God's grace and mercy that I'm here today, and I thank him for that. I'd like you to come and know my friend Jesus. I'd like you to come and know my best friend. He's the best friend I've got, the best friend I'll ever have. If there's anyone today that want to know my friend Jesus, if you need more peace in your life, if you just want someone to support you, to believe in you, to encourage you, you need to meet my friend Jesus. You see, despite everything the Lord sees, he still loves us. If that's you, if you'd want a change in your life, if you think, you're just not happy the way things are, if you need some change in your life, if you want things to get better, you can repeat this prayer after me. It's a sinner's prayer. Only say it if you mean it. And the Lord hears your heart, but he also hears the words from your mouth. Repeat after me. Heavenly Father, I thank you. Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. I know you sent your son Jesus to die on the cross for my sins, for the sins of my children, for my family's sins, for the sins of the world. But he arose on the third day. We celebrate the resurrection, not the crucifixion. I need you to come into my life. I need you to be my Lord and Savior. I need you to take control of my life. Now I say this so that I can hear this, so that you can hear this, and so that the devil can hear this. Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. I will dwell in the house of the Lord for all the days of my life. I am saved. Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. Amen. Heavenly Father, Lord God, you've heard the prayer of those that have said this tonight, Lord. Hold them close to your bosom. And let us all realize, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Comfort my beloved tonight, my Father. Hold them close. Give them the peace that surpasses all understanding. Let them know that you love them. You always have and you always will. Nothing can separate us from your love. Keep us safe until tomorrow night, Heavenly Father. In your most precious name, amen. Until tomorrow night, my beloved, ahuiho.
You've been listening to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. This program was sponsored by Honolulu Ford and by First Assembly of God Honolulu. Remember, if the sun sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.